And TV6 meteorologist Jennifer Perez says it's going to stay that way through the bulk of the weekend, maybe a shower tonight, and that's really about it. But to brighten your world even more, Walter, we are going to talk about one of the greatest things ever, ever, ever in society as human beings when we created music on vinyl.
Yes. John Teichman with us this morning to talk about the upcoming four-day vinyl record show that is happening at the Ordock Brewing Company. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
And glad to have you back in with us. Giving her another go with one of these. Tell us what's going to be happening.
Yeah, so this is the August show starting next Thursday, August 5th, running through Sunday, August 8th. And it's a marathon event for Jeff Walker and myself. You know, we're talking from noon until close, which is around 11 o'clock every day, those 4 days. So we're talking like a 40, 50-hour odyssey of analog experiences.
Well, you've got vinyl that will be there that people can check out and buy, but you have more than that. I popped in at the last one for spent about an hour and a half there. You know, you're
funny how that happened.
Knock back a pint at the Ordock, and you're looking through. It's like, oh, look at this one, and look at this one, and everything. But describe it for folks that aren't familiar.
Yeah, I mean, this is our eighth year doing this. They just get bigger and better every time. What really strengthens these events is the response. We had people literally there waiting to help us open the boxes. Can we help you open the boxes? Helping us move boxes, you know?
Dude, it's Christmas. Everybody wants to
see what's
in there.
Well, you know, it's like the Wells Fargo wagon has come to town.
What's in there? Like, what are some of the things that you have?
Everything from ABBA to Zappa and everything in between. 8-tracks, cassettes, CDs, t-shirts, posters, VHS, DVD. It really is just a pop culture cornucopia.
What are the hours for it? Where's it going to be?
It's going to be on the second floor in the community room, the Ordock. We fill up the whole front room. They've been very supportive of us. Starts on noon those days, August 5th through the 8th, which is a Thursday through a Sunday. Certainly arrive early for best selection, sure. But so much. And people are invited too. If they have records that are in their closet that they want to trade, that they're not listening to, they're invited to bring that Milk Crater Records to us, you know?
Because that's one of the things that I experience. And Mark, you get a chance to talk to people. You guys know these things, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just the idea of like, you know, who were all the other guitar players that weren't Ronnie Wood that auditioned for the Rolling Stones, you know? And all of these people that like almost made it, but not quite. I mean, people that you play on the radio show throughout the day as I'm here and listening, these people have vinyl releases.
Yeah.
So it's really, you know, everything. Like this guy, the guy Kim Fowley from Detroit, wrote a song with Kiss. I was just looking at the liner notes and I saw that. He was the manager of the Runaways.
You'll learn something.
There's two words you don't hear very often anymore.
What?
Liner notes.
Yeah.
And we're talking vinyl. We're talking about the record show, for lack of a better term, but it's a show. It's a sale. You're trading. You're doing all sorts of cool stuff here, John.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's happening for those that are just joining us. John Teichman with us here, organizer of the whole thing, is happening when and where?
This is going to be starting next Thursday, August 5th, second floor of the Ordock Brewing Company, running noon till close at 11 p.m., Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through August 8th, downtown Marquette on 114 West Spring Street.
It says here the NMU Record Club presents. What is that?
Yeah, we got a loose social group of NMU students that are really into vinyl records.
Okay.
And over the last couple, you know, the last 20 months are kind of been in hibernation, but this is a chance for people to come out and connect again. It's really about, you know, the records that they love, the bands that they're into, and giving them opportunities to get together and be part of community, you know, and it's really sort of like a slow growing sort of thing because you got to kind of shoot a flare up into the sky and see who responds.
But what is it that connects with them? I mean, with students, we think, you know, they're not interested in this kind of thing, but they are, aren't they?
Well, you're saying liner notes and the idea of having, you know, like a tactile experience with your music. People like to display their records. I've had students actually say to me, they go, I want records that look like they're 45 years old. Like distressed jeans.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I want distressed music.
Well, you don't get the experience these days if you don't have the album. Think of like a Dreamboat Annie by Heart.
Right.
Classic example of this. You can get lost in the liner notes on that one and the extra photos that are in that when it opens up. And it's a whole different experience that I think people missed for the longest time, and they heard mom and dad talking about it and grandma and grandpa talking about it, and now they're slowly starting to see it for themselves, and it's bringing a lot of that back because, like you said, a lot of the modern music is also on vinyl.
That's right. And so we'll have, you know, the latest releases, colored vinyl, picture discs. And we can also fill special orders for people, too. If something wants something really, really specific, we can find it. I mean, and really pride ourselves. There's this whole community of collectors like this doing the same thing that we're doing, that Jeff Walker and I have been doing over the last 8 years, all across the state, all across the country.
Well, give them all the details and how they can find out more.
Yeah, so next Thursday, August 5th, this thing kicks off at noon at the Oradoc Brewing Company. It's going to run from till Sunday. Until close. So it's noon to 11 p.m. every day. People can check us out on Facebook. We got a Facebook event page that's linked to the Oradox page. And people are also invited to bring their records to trade. If they've got records they want to bring down, that's awesome too.
Well, we appreciate you coming in again for another update. John Teichman talking about the upcoming 4-day vinyl record show at the Oradoc Brewing Company starting next week. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you so much.
If you missed any of the interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.